My name is Bernadette Russell, and I've recently been part of the 2 Degrees Festival with Art Sandman at Toynbee Studios with a project that I created with Rob Kennedy called Sign of the Times. It's a placard making workshop and installation, which since its original outing in Leeds back in 2014 has had various different versions and expressions. I was originally interested in doing it after a lifetime of marching, and latterly enjoying the witty homemade placards that replace the identikit socialist worker type signs from earlier days. And I realised that placards can be things of great beauty, humour and creativity. They were kind of folk art, a street art and a type of handheld graffiti. Last time we asked people to consider the question, what do you want? They wrote lists and then chose their favourite to make into a placard. And there they stood on the railings outside the Tetley Art Gallery in Leeds. And it was like the heart and soul of that place on proud display in all its generous, petty, big-hearted, comic, tragic, beautiful, painful, exhausted, ragged glory. Till the wind and the rain battered it to nonsense and someone magicked it away. Art fairies, maybe. This time round, we've had 2016 with Brexit and Trump and lots of people's heroes dying. And this year, 2017, we had terrors and conflicts again here in the UK, leaving Manchester and London Bridge all bloody in mourning. And somehow, the project seemed more serious this time. It was always going to be a bit intense, revisiting Sign of the Times 2 days after a general election, which was unplanned on our part. And so many people had stayed up till dawn watching the results, celebrating or drowning their sorrows whilst looking confused and aghast at the results. Some of our visitors on the day arrived footsore and red-eyed from campaigning or news scrolling, unable to think of anything else yet. On the paper form we made for people to fill in, we even put, what you really, really want, making a joke for those who remember the Spice Girls, and some people said, yeah, I get it. But mostly the people that joined in were grave, heads bowed like bluebells, considering the question carefully. On the day after the election, the sunniest of days, we listened to protest songs as we thought, wrote, glued, sawed and nailed. And from 6 years old to 84 years old, this is what they wrote. Freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. To find my son's missing tooth. Just a little bit more sleep. To be better at planning. To have a 4-day working week or even less. Teleportation or maybe just crossrail. More listening, less shouting. Voting reform. Finish making the treehouse, the shelves, the water play wall. Less cars on the street. More space to play. Some new shirts. Money scrapped a societal stronghold in favour of value. Value duly recognised. Value duly valued. Education reconstructed to hold value as a core theme and consideration. Economy reconstructed to hold value as a core theme and consideration. The world of work reconstructed to hold value as a core theme and consideration. Mass culture emerging as reflective of the above. Happiness and welfare increasing as a result of the above. A little peace and solitude every day. Strength in body and mind. For kindness to be valued. An end to ripped jeans. Widespread reforestation. Beavers in more UK river systems. No more cuts to UK social provision, much less regular 4 a.m. South Loving, hot sex, peace and love, a Labour government, to stay in the EU, for people to be less stressed, lots of hope, no divisions in society, everyone to be able to do what they want to do, to stop climate change, no cars in town, Tories out, Trump out, an end to paranoia-induced ideologies, everyone to find happiness at least once. For what people say and what they do to match up and enter nations. For the inconvenient truth not to be so inconvenient. For Kaz to wear more bright colours. To learn that Prince faked his own death. For soundproof glass on the windows in my flat. A return of fizzy Chewits. For the revolution to be televised. Not to be judged on the way my brain operates. We're all neurodiverse. For the education system to be radically overhauled, my 16-year-old's potential is being sucked out and squashed due to targets, budget cuts and linear education systems. For us all to embrace that we're on a spectrum, for everything, sexuality, neurodiversity, heritage, etc. For us all to wake up to our own greed. For us all to listen. If we listened, we might actually hear an opinion based on lived experience, which challenges our own presumed arrogant and ignorant opinions. For us all to adopt change, how we consume. It's too easy and lazy to think, what can I do for the environment? You can do a lot. For there to be less noise, we've forgotten the art of silence. For you not to presume that this is what I want. For me to gain some courage and express my confidence with greater conviction. To challenge authority with authority. Politicians to be accountable to their promises, a decent night's sleep. Climate change. Society and people, open your eyes to climate change. DUP to bugger off. Mental health to be as acceptable to talk about as other illnesses, especially in the workplace. International commitment to stop the spreading of preventable diseases. The end of living in fear. For my generation to change the world. The end of fake news, it's ridiculous. People to treat each other as human. Less pressure on women to look a certain way. For women to be treated as equal. To find a carbon neutral way of travelling the world. Black lives to matter. People not to be afraid to love. My family and friends to smile at least 3 times a day. For those who have never experienced art, to see, to watch, to experience some. To not be so busy all the time. Corbyn to be Prime Minister. More walking and cycling, less driving and air pollution. People being citizens and not consumers. People acting on reducing their carbon emissions. No xenophobia. The old print works maker, creative community to prosper. More African music. Take power away from Whitehall. More funding to alternative arts organisations such as Arts Admin. To capture my carbon. To eat chicken for dinner. Lots of friends, see my cousins. Go on holiday with mummy and daddy. Go somewhere sunny. Learn how to write and read. Have more animals, cats and dogs. See a duck in the forest. Be with daddy. Go on an aeroplane. Equality of all. No more poverty. Sex positive liberation. A new series of this life. No more sexually transmitted diseases. Time to dream. The ability to be selfless. A kick up the arse. A grey Italian greyhound. Truth and liberty. A cancer-free world. A nuclear-free world. A hunger-free world. A trip to the moon. Gucci aftershave. Diesel accessories. Endless mileage allowance on an airline. A new pen. Endless knowledge. Endless love. Art, storytelling, memories, imagination, many worlds, life swapping, infinite resources, adventure, life, time. To see Mama happy. To make my family proud. To achieve the impossible, to live free. For all to roam the earth with freedom. To learn, embrace and share as many cultures, histories, languages and food as possible. To love my lady forever and always. To have a loving family of my own. To adopt. Humans to respect animals, earth and themselves. To remember that happiness is the key to freedom, not money. More opportunities for poor people. Another coffee. A field of wheat to call my own. Donald Trump's complexion. Ban the sun, the newspaper, not the light source. To move to Scandinavia. Scotland to beat England tonight. 24/7 Corbyn. For Theresa May to crawl back to the hole from when she came. Ceaseless summer, another coffee, Jez for PM, everyone to want to be vegan, a huge cup of coffee to see the world and not feel bad about it, another cup of coffee, a small curly ginger-haired dog called Jasper, another cup of coffee, equality, freedom and happiness for all, life, eternal happiness, more money, longer weekends, to see those invisible colours that only Buzz can see, fulfilment, surprise, adventure, passion, knowledge, a revised political system. Europe. An end to poverty. End to AIDS and HIV. More naps. A British press focused on constructive solutions-driven journalism. People to be able to communicate with animals. Then let's see what happens. To be able to turn into a fox. For my nana and granddad to be alive again. No more religion or a sort of combination of all the good bits. For kindness to be recognised as a strength. To be able to swap species and gender at will. For human effort to be geared towards joy and learning, to be able to grow a beard. Peace. Peace. For Britain to stay in the EU, to be able to play the cello, to play Blanche DuBois on stage, for people to only ever act out of hope and love, not fear, for the reverse of climate change, for Christmas to be exactly the same emotionally but to be secular, to be able to run without sweating, enough food for everyone in the world, clean water for everyone, clean air, a society for the many, not just the few, a four-day week, free movement of people all over the world, a magic money tree, LOL, no knits, nice knits, love all around, to live by the sea, everyone is peaceful, no animal testing, no war, everyone has a reasonable amount of money, every country allows refugees, tolerance to different faiths, no terrorist attacks, no NHS cuts, no school cuts, no Brexit, to be asleep under a palm tree, a fluffy cushion inside my skull, a change in the imperative for economic growth, universal basic income, for everyone to wear more colourful clothes, Linton Crosby to be unable to find a job, an immediate halt to fossil fuel power stations, jelly beans for all, proportional representation for the House of Commons, time, something to protect me from what I want, someone to protect me from what I want, less opinions, more politics, less knowledge, more meaning, a reduction in the price of beer, a reduction in the level of fear, time, focus and a time to be so, a space for being human, my apartment to be clean with the snap of my fingers, a new bicycle, a Labour government or at least something as radical, I don't want a dog but I think I should mention it, a place for peace, if I said chocolate I'd mean it but not too much of it, okay, a good laugh on occasion, healthy soil, for it to be okay for men and boys to wear skirts and dresses if they so choose, to fly a Spitfire, for people to leave their mobile phones off for the day to meet Katy Perry. Politicians actually listen to people, not to be impatient, work on a big pop concert, a ban on ripped jeans, disgusting things, equality for men and women, look after the earth, there is only one, peace on earth, a life in connection with the things around us, happy people all over, care for each other, mainly local, sustainably grown, good food, decentralised supply cycles that sustain us, respect for each other, everyone being able to contribute with their skills to the world and being sustained by that. More space for cyclists in the city, good and affordable public transport, peace, love, a clean planet, a lovely cup of tea, a new government, a change of scene, a barbecue later, a house on a cliff by the sea near a city, a 90-minute bike ride all downhill, a universal high income, a communal garden in a village surrounded by villages, more space to gather that doesn't involve drinking, a government, politics that isn't so polarised, easier, truthful connection where barriers are easier to wade through. No more profit, money-driven stuff. More naked swimming, communal. Less us and them attitude. More intergenerational clubbing. More touching, hugging between all. No more war and violence, just peace and love. More empathy and compassion. For people to think twice before they speak, because sometimes words are like swords. To live in the moment, to stop worrying about the future or regret the past, just the present. People who empower people throughout their daily life. You don't need to do big things, little by little. Happiness, a simple life, not to be influenced by the cultural pressures or environment. Creativity and spontaneity. No more system, but life is full of surprises. To feel connected but not distanced by disagreement or fear. To love like God without conditions. To be myself but first find myself. A bicycle-friendly world. People getting fined or punished but not bothering to recycle. Bob Marley and the Wailers to play again. For people not to be surprised when I tell them I like reggae. People to like reading more. Free school meals for all children. No private schools. Facebook gone forever. Everyone to have family and friends and a support network. Women to feel like they don't need to compare themselves to other women. I want Donald Trump to resign. I want Theresa May to resign. I want to be a footballer. I want schools to have 100% money. I want all of the Lego cars. I want lots of hugs. I want all refugees to get lots of money. I want Jeremy to be Prime Minister. I want swimming for hours. I want woodcraft folk for 12 hours.